Do you ever feel uneasy at dinner parties because you're not sure whether your bread plate is on the left or right? Here's an easy solution, as reporter Lynn Milner learned when she went to Miss Katie's Charm School in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
If you take your left hand and make an okay sign, it forms the letter B. And if you take your right hand, it forms the letter D. And if you put that at the edge of the table, you will see the B is on your left side for bread plate, and the D is on your right side for your drink.
This trick is taught in Katie Adler's Nibbling Nicely class. Adler owns Miss Katie's Charm School, where kids learn to shake hands, make eye contact, and work on their self-esteem. Classes are taught by Miss Laura, a certified children's etiquette specialist.
Hello, Kelsey. My name is Miss Laura.
Hello, Miss Laura. My name is Kelsey.
Perfect.
The girls, and they are all girls, stand at the front of an all-pink room, painted with hearts and flowers.
We're going to try hello. Hello, Bailey. My name is Miss Laura. Perfect.
Adler means for this decor to be a wink at charm schools of yesteryear. And today's girl does need a healthy sense of irony.
Some mothers think, you know, I'm taking three steps backwards. And that's why it's so important to say that it's about girls' self-esteem, that I'm not teaching them how to sew and be a homemaker. I'm teaching them how to be a today woman, to be confident.
Parents ask Adler about classes for boys, but not many boys actually sign up. She does offer them in a white room, not in the regular pink classroom.
And the boys, by the time they leave, they learn how to put the toilet seat down, so we're happy. But different level than the girls.
Etiquette specialist Miss Laura studied at the Harvard of Etiquette, the Protocol School of Washington in Yarmouth, Maine. The school is run by Dorothea Johnson. Talking to her can be a bit intimidating. Miss Johnson is aware of this. That's why she sometimes lies about what she does for a living.
I tell them that I'm an authority on exotic vegetables, or I'm an authority on the physiology of pedigree pets, anything but etiquette and protocol.
Miss Katie's Charm School is not what Miss Johnson had in mind when she set up the certification program.
I'd rather see it be called the Ability School instead of the Charm School.
Miss Johnson once ran a charm school herself in Texas in the 1950s. She sold the school and turned to teaching etiquette to executives. She visited corporate boardrooms, interviewed female judges. She even observed tea ceremonies in Japan. Her anthropological studies showed that women had not been well served by charm school.
They were taught to be helpless little ladies. I was one of them. I grew up in the South. I shall never forget the first professional women's group that I taught. I stood up and I, in front of them, and I said, "Women, you are not ladies, you are women." And they rather looked at me. And I said, "If you want to rise to the top of the corporate ladder, you're going to have to learn to shake hands like a man."
That's called your web. You know how ducks have web feet? This is our web right here on our hand. So when we shake somebody's hand, we always want to shake web to web.
Ms. Johnson's trainees do not always follow her wishes. A few doors down from Miss Katie's classroom is Miss Katie's store, which sells books on etiquette and self-esteem, charm bracelets, slippers with emerald and ruby sequins, tea sets, ballet tutus, and magic wands.
Oh, Lordy. Oh, sorry. well, you know, that if that's the way she wants to do, but that's not what we train. What we do, Ms. Milner, basically I tell them, I will give you this wonderful, contemporary, universally accepted information. It's up to you to use it. And we cannot prevent them from adding their own little whimsical touches and their little fluff.
Miss Katie is proud of those whimsical touches. To her, it makes etiquette appealing, and she hopes more profitable. If Miss Katie's does well, she'll open others in malls across America. Maybe she'll even have Miss Johnson's blessing.
We look at each other. Goodbye, Samantha. It was nice to meet you.
Goodbye, Miss
Lauren. Hi there. Take my hand. Web to web, web to web. Excellent. Good job. Have fun at dinner tonight.
If Laura is teaching good, solid etiquette, the handshake and the eye contact, that's an important thing right there. So I'll try to overlook the tutus and the magic wands. She's got to be doing some good.
For NPR News, I'm Lynn Milner in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.